The next coach on the teleconference is Illinois' Bill Cuban. The Illini are 2-1 overall and host Middle Tennessee at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN News. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call for questions.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, didn't play real well on the road. Just between missed tackles, drop passes, and some bad coverage lanes that just snowballed. And, you know, we thought we were in it in the third quarter and just got away from us. And so we played Middle Tennessee team this week. They're averaging 51 points. You could tell they're really a good, well-coached football team, very aggressive on defense, offensively. Putting up a lot of points, averaging over 500 yards total offense. So very good opponent, led by a great quarterback who I think is really running the show there. And so we got our work cut out for us.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll take questions.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Bill Landis from Cleveland.com.
Yeah, Bill, I know as an offensive coordinator now, as a head coach, your offenses have been pretty diverse and you've been able to do a lot of things. I'm curious, in your career, aside from teams maybe throwing in little wrinkles defensively, have you ever seen an opponent completely change its defense from whatever you guys were seeing on film leading up to that game?
You know, our defense, the first two games versus last week?
No. I mean, over throughout your career, teams that you've gone against, have you ever seen an opponent change their defense, maybe to stop whatever you guys are trying to do on offense, change it to something different from what you saw on film?
No, you'll get some different wrinkles, and I think what they see on tape, you know, they try to take away. You know, the nice thing about our offense is it's built on really how the defense play. And so we go against different coverages and different blitzes. And so our quarterback has a menu that he can attack one of those or any type of defense there. So that's why the system's so complex, but also takes advantage of things. So really, that we really don't have that big of an issue unless it's a physical matchup in terms of schemes. And so we're fortunate in that. That's why, you know, our quarterbacks are really smart and intelligent, and they can they survey the field and understand where to go with the ball.
The reason I ask is because, and I'm sure you don't care about this really, but Ohio State has faced some teams beginning of this year and last year that have completely kind of changed their front in terms of going from maybe a 4-3 to some kind of odd front. Maybe from your experience and your expertise, how difficult do you think that would be if you were preparing for a 4-down front and you show up on Saturday and a team is an odd? Is there some problems you think that could come with that?
Yeah, there's no doubt if you haven't seen it. And I think that's probably the number one thing. If you go from a 4-down to a 3-down and you know, you have some more edge pressure because the runs in the split side are a little bit more difficult to get those looks compared to a 4-down. You know, and that's why I think, you know, as coaches, offensive guys, you got to prepare for all that, even though you may not see it. You know, so during preseason practice, well, even though we may not even see a 3-down for the first 3 games, 4 games by self-scout, we'll put the 3-down in there. And when we go against our defense, I never want to know what the defense is, what it's doing. So we'll look sloppy in the spring and sometimes in the fall. But at least we got it on tape and we know what our game plan is against each one of those fronts.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As a reminder, that is star 1 to ask Coach a question.
Coach, looking back at last weekend, obviously you had a few standout performances from some of your players like Josh Ferguson and Clayton on defense. Can you talk a little bit about what those guys have done recently and kind of what you're looking to get from them for the rest of the season?
Well, they noticed his last go-around. I think in teams, okay, we always, you know, you always look for senior leadership, and I think that's really important. There's no question about that. But I think there also has to be an accountability on the guys in the lower grades. I don't understand that, you know, may not be that big sense of urgency because, you know, they got 2-3 years left or maybe 4 years left. And so what you got to have your seniors play really well. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Otherwise, you know, you're not going to have a very good year. But it also, there's got to be accountability and responsibility with some of these other guys. to play at that top level also. And, you know, where we're getting is, I think Wes Lund is really playing well. I mean, if without the drops, the guy's thrown for like 72%. You know, so we got to pick up that area, you know, and, you know, the guys around Clayton in the middle of it, you know, Mason around those guys, they got to step up their game because, you know, we're getting some pretty good play out of those guys there. Offensive line wise, we're a little bit more mature, even though we got a couple of young kids starting. But, you know, Teddy Karras is really playing really well. Everybody else has got to play like Teddy Karras. You know, you may not be as talented as Teddy, but you can give great effort and become a really good player. So I thought that's what was the big issue. Our kids were playing a really high level, and some of our guys did not this past week. Now, credit North Carolina. I mean, they're a good football team. They got some really good skill out there. You know, our depth is not great. You know, they kind of wore us down a little, and you know, but you know, some of our second string kids, when they go in there, they got to play like starters.
Coach, I'm looking ahead to this weekend. You know, you touched a little bit on what you've seen from Middle Tennessee and kind of what you expect, but can you just walk us through what you've seen on tape and what you're trying to get your guys ready and prepared to see on Saturday?
Yeah, well, on offense for us, it's a really physical group. There's a high percentage of blitz. You know, it's over 54% that we're seeing with the blitz, so they're going to come after you, and they want to play really aggressive. The big kids up the inside, they're going to space you. They're just going to take a lot of movement. And it's a lot of double teams, so it's a little bit more difficult when you match up against those guys. When the ball's in the air, they go after it. They're a real aggressive style, and you know it's not going to make that big of a difference. Them coming in here, you know, where you talk about a Conference USA, because they've gone to Alabama, they've beaten Merlin and Rick's career. They've done a lot of great things. So you have a really confident group. And then on the offensive side, you know, normally I don't watch it as much, but, you know, I want to spend some time looking at that. Their quarterback is he's a coach's kid. He's, you know, Rick's kid, Branton. You know, he's running. He's playing with a lot of confidence. He's a good leader, a lot of charisma out there. I think their wideouts, they got two wideouts, I think are really good. The running back's a good player. The offensive line is getting a lot of good movement. So they're playing at a high level right now, and it's they're going to come in here pretty confident, as well they should be, because they're playing well.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.